Is Daf Mem Dalav. Today's learning is sponsored by the Hershkitch family, Leon Ishras Moshe Ben Yehuda Leib, and by the Wieder family, for Shemer for Daniela, Tzipor Bas Basdina, and by the Lerner family, Leon Ishras Farji Ben Rebbe. So the Gemara begins at the bottom of Mem Gimel Mebez, the last two lines right after the Mishnah. Gemara says, V'haksiv v'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed. No person could be in the Ohel Moed. The pasuk continues to say that bevo lechaper b'kodesh, when the Kohen Gadol goes to be mechaper in the Kodesh, which refers to the Kodesh Kodashim, ad say so until he comes out. And the rest of the pasuk is v'chiper ba'ad v'ad beso v'ad kal yisrael, which we're going to darshan in just a few lines. So what's the question here? The Gemara says a person can't be in the Ohel Moed when the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh Kodashim. So what does that refer to? Look at Rashi, six lines up in the bottom of Mem Gimel Merbez. V'haksiv v'chol adam u'mokminen leila kaman b'shmais and b'shas ha'ktoris, referring to the Ktoris of the Kodesh Kodashim, v'yat amris mimaris bo al harovid ruvi shebehechal. So we had mentioned that after Yishech's Tepar, the Kohen Gadol gives the utensil, the vessel holding the blood, to another Kohen to mix it, lest it congeal, and he sits or stands on the rovid, the fourth stair, in the Hechal. The Hechal is the area where the Mizbeach HaKetores is, the menorah, and the Shulchan. That area is the Hechal. So the Pasuk says, when the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh, no one's allowed to be in the Ohel Moed, referring to the Hechal. So how is it possible that the Kohen Gadol goes to bring the Ketores into the Kodesh Kodashim, and we have this other Kohen Hedyot sitting on the stairs of the Hechal? You can't have anyone in the Hechal, which is another way of saying the Ohel Moed. So Gemara says, no, the Roved, the fourth step that he was standing on, was not actually of the Hechal. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Yehuda Tani it wasn't on the Kodesh, where the Mishnah says, let me go back to the Mishnah for 1 second. The Mishnah says, he doesn't say in the Hechal, rather it means Shel Hechal, of the Hechal. What's the difference? If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Tani Shel Hechal, Kishiyotzi min ha'echal, when he exits the Hechal, wasn't the stair wasn't in the Hechal, he exited the Hechal, liyazara, mones harovdenu, count the stairs, v'have hai reveal Hechal, four steps into the Hechal, but not that you're actually standing within the Hechal, and that's the answer. So now, once we introduce this pasuk, the Gemara is going to darshan this pasuk pretty much for the rest of the daf. So Tani Rabbanan. V'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed, no one could be the ol moed. The ol moed refers to the Hechal. No one can be in the Hechal while the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh Kodashim. So Yachal, one might think, afilu ba'azara, even in the Azara. The Azara, you have to know, if you have the article, might have pictures, I don't know if you do. Let's just talk about the location of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a Kodesh, which is the Kodesh Kodashim. There's a Hechal then, which is where the Menorah, Shulchan, and Mizbecha Pnimi is. There's then an Ulam, a little hallway. Then there's an area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, and then there's the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach was in the Azara. Those are different sections. No, I know what it is. You can show that. I'm not. They probably can't see it. So let's see. So this is the Kodesh Kodashim. This is the Hechal of the Menorah, the Shulchan, and the Mizbeach Kedaris. This is the Ulam, this hallway here. This is the Ulam Bein Mizbeach, and this is the Mizbeach. So we're going to be referring to all these different sections of the rest of the daf. So right now it's us to be here, anyone, while Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh Kodashim. So the Gemara says, why not extend it to the entire Zara? Why should anyone be allowed to be there? Thank you, Ricky. So the Gemara says, top of a mem dal amin al yachal afilu ba'azara. One might think even the entire Zara, says Rashi, lo yeh, top line, lo yeh adam omeid kisha kohen maktir ktoris lefnai lefnim. No one should be even in the entire Zara. The Talmud Lomer, but Ohel Moed. The Ohel Moed apparently only refers to the Hechal, but does not refer to the Azara. Seemingly the reason why is because an Ohel is a tent, so the Hechal was covered. There's a roof to it. That was Ohel Moed. But the Mizbeach outside the Azara was open. It was not in the Ohel Moed, and therefore you would be allowed to be in the Ohel Moed while the Kohen Gadol was in the Kodesh Kodashim. So then the Gemara says, Ein li ela ba'ol moed shebe midbar. I only know about the ol moed, the Mishkan, that was in the midbar. What about in Shiloh? We know that it spent a few hundred years in Shiloh, the Mishkan, when it entered Eretz Yisrael. And the Beis HaLamim, the eternal home, which is referring to the Beis HaMikdash. Minayin, how do you know that this Isser still exists in those areas? Talmud Lomer, b'kodesh, any place that's a kodesh. The Mishkan in Shiloh was a makom kodesh. The Beis HaMikdash in the Yishlaim was a kodesh. So then the Gemara says, Ein li ela b'shas haktara. I only know that when the Kohen Gadol goes to do the Ketores in the side of Nim, no one could be in the Hechal. How do I know? B'shas matan damim. When the Kohen Gadol sprinkles the blood of the par and the blood of the sa'ir in the Kodesh Kodashim, minayin, how do I know it's still usher for someone to be in the Hechal while he's in the Kodesh Kodashim for those reasons? Tamalomar, bivo lechaper. When he goes to the mechaper, what do you mechaper with? You mechaper with the dam of the par, dam of the sawyer, even during the shas kapara, it's usher to have anyone else in the heichal. Ainli ela b'knis asa. I only know when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh Kodashim, it's usher for someone to be in the heichal. How do I know? B'yitziyasa minayin, even when he exits, meaning no one could be in the heichal until he fully exits from the Kodesh Kodashim. Tamu lomer ad tseisa. So then the Gemara wants to know, what's the end of the pasuk mean? When it says in the pasuk, v'chiper ba'ado v'ad beso v'ad kol kal yisrael, he's mechaper ba'ado for himself, he's mechaper for his beso, and then he's mechaper for all of kal yisrael. That says, kaparaso kodamis l'chaparis beso, his personal kapara. The kapara of the Kohen Gadol precedes the kapara of his entire household. Kaparis beso is kodamis l'chaparis achva kohanim, his family's kapara precedes the kapara of the entire shevekuna. And then finally, kaparis achva koanim is kodamis le kaparis kol kal yisrael. So it's referring to the different stages, the different levels of the kapar. So that's the brisa. Okay, that brisa makes sense. So then the Gemara says, Amar Mar. We said above that ein li ela b'shas haktara. So initially, when the pasuk says that no one could be in the Olam Moed, when it goes and the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh, I'll read the pasuk again. V'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed bivo lechaper b'kodesh. So the Gemara gave it as a given that was referring to when the Kohen Gadol was doing the Ketores. And the Gemara wanted to extend it. How do you know even when the Kohen Gadol does the sprinkling of the blood? So Gemara asks, my mashmon, where is the implication of the pasuk that this is referring to Ketores? I just read the pasuk. Again, v'chol adam lo yeh ba'ol moed, b'vo l'chaper b'kodesh ad tseisa v'chaper b'yad v'chiber b'ad v'chulim. Doesn't mention anything about the Ketores there. So how the Gemara is assumed that it's referring to the Ketores? So Gemara answered, Amar Rabba, v'chein Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, v'chein Amar Rabbi Elazar, Amar Kadha Pazik says, v'chiper ba'ado u'v'ad beso v'ad kol ka Yisrael. It's referring to kapara. So but it's a kapara. Eiz a kapara sheshava lo u'leveso u'le'achav ha'kwanim u'le'chol ka Yisrael. Which kapara exists that is equal for all different groups, for the Kohen, for the family, for the Shevakuna, and all of Klai Yisrael? Which one is Shava, the Chaper for all of them? It's none other than Havi Omer, Ze Haktaris, Hakataris. Because when it comes to Matan Damim, look at Rashi, three lines down, Rashi says, Havi Omer, Ze Haktaris, Hakataris. That's equal for all the different groupings. De Ilu Matan Damim, Ein Shava Bakum. That's not equal when it comes to the sprinkling of the blood. Shapar mechaper alav v'akohanim, the cow is going to be mechaper for the shevakuna, but the sire is al yisrael. So two different animals are providing kabara. So it can't be referring to matan damim. It must therefore be referring to the ketores, which is all equal for the entire klal yisrael. So now the Gemara asks the question: the ketores mechaperis, ketores mechaper. What's the mechaper for? It is the hatani Rabbi Chananya lamanu leketores shemechaperis. We learn that the ketores does in fact provide a kapara. Shenamar, it says in the pasuk, I think this is in Korach, Vayitein, Esaktaris, Vayichaper al-Am. After the whole mice of Korach, there's a plague going around, a magefa, and the Ketores stopped the magefa. It was Mechaper, says the pasuk. V'tana debei Rabbi Shmuel, al-Mak Ketores Mechaper. Specifically, which Aveira is a Ketores Mechaper on? Al-Lashon Hara. How do you know? Yavol davar shebechashai v'yichaper al ma'ase chashai. Let that which is coming in secret, we'll see what that means in a second, but the Ketores is somehow davar shebechashai, a secretive type of avoda, let that be mechaper and ma'ase chashai, lashon hara, which is whispered secretly to people. That's the Ketores it provides. What does that mean, the Ketores is a davar shebechashai? The simple pshat, I would have said, you bring it into the l'shai l'fnim. In the most secretive place in the world, it's a kosh kodashim, that's the lashon chashai, which is what Rabbeinu al-Yakum writes, one of the Rishonim, but apparently that's not the mainstream understanding. The mainstream understanding is brought down by Tosis Rishonim and Tosis Rush. What it means is that because since there's no speech, when you bring Ketores, you just mix the fire and the incense, and that's it. As opposed to Kaparis Damim, there's a Vidor, there's a speech that goes along with it. So while the Matan Tamim is accompanied by a Dibor, Ketores is no Dibor. So it's an Avoda that doesn't have any Dibor, it's a Chashai type of Avoda. So it's Mechaper and Lashon Hara, which is Davar Shebechashai. That's another pshat. And a third pshat is, because since the Ketores is not mentioned explicitly in the pasuk, it's learned out from a drasha. It's a drasha bechashai. The reference to it is bechashai. That's what it means. It's a lashon bechashai. Okay, three different shatim. Either way, it's mechaper in the Ketores. The pasuk doesn't say here b'shas haktaris Ketores. We learn it from a drasha, which means the pasuk, this very pasuk, it doesn't mention it. So that's what it means, lashon bechashai. So the Gemara now quotes the Mishnah. This is where it gets a little bit, this is a bit of a tricky, the concept isn't tricky, but the textual reading is a bit tricky now. So Gemara quotes in the Mishnah, now the Mishnah that appears in Maseches Erechin, Tanan Hasim. Portion, it's in Kalim rather. Portion mi bein ha'ulam, ulum izbeach, b'shas haktar. So you have to separate. We said there's an area between the ulam, that hallway, and the mizbeach. There's a dead area where there's some steps going up to the ulam, which eventually leads into the heichal. That area is called Beina Ulam and Lubizbeach. You portion all the people, all the Kohanim must separate out of that area, Bishas Haktara. But during the Haktara, everyone has to separate from that area. Now we have to figure out which Haktara we're referring to. But Bishas Haktara, everyone separates from the Ulam and Lubizbeach. Amar Rabbi Lazar, Lo Shanu Ela Bishas Haktara Dehechal. Now we have to remember, there are two Haktaras, there are two Ktarases. Every single day, the Ktaras is brought twice, once in the morning, once in the evening, in the Hechal, Mizbeach HaPanimi, the Hechal. Yom Kippur, there's an additional Ktaris brought in the Kodesh Kedashim. So when do you have to separate from the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Only when the regular Ktaris is being brought in the Heichal on the Mizbeach HaPanimi. You have to move away from the adjacent area. However, Aval Mishas HaKtaris Dilifnai Lifnim, when they're doing the Ktaris of Kohen Gadol, the Ktaris in the Kodesh Kedashim, then only me Heichal Parshi, only separating from the Heichal, but me Beina Ulam and the Mizbeach Parshi, only the adjacent room you have to separate from. So again, the three basic rooms are, there's the Kodesh Kedashim, there's the Heichal, and there's Beina Ulam and Mizbeach. So when the Ketaris is being done in the Kodesh Kedashim, you only have to separate from the Heichal, but you don't have to separate from the Ulam and Mizbeach. But when the Ketaris is being brought, the regular Ketaris, in the Heichal, on the Mizbeach HaPanimi, then you would have to separate from the adjacent section, from the Beina Ulam and Mizbeach. So that seems pretty straightforward.
This is what, the rest of the Kohanim, right?
You rest the Kohanim, because the Klai Yisrael can't be there. Only Kohanim could be there. So now the Gemara asks the question, Meisiv Rav Ad the Bar Ava. Ramila, others say Kedi or Kedai, the name of an Amora. Rabbi Yossi Omer, this is the tricky part, this whole question and answer. Again, it's easy to understand the concept, it's just tricky, it's a little bit ambiguous, the wording here. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Kishem she portion mi bein ha'ulam, ulam is beach b'shas haktar. Now the tricky part is, which haktar are you referring to? Just like you have to separate mi bein ha'ulam is beach during the haktara, kach portion b'shas matan par koin mashiach, Uparhelm davar shel tzibur v'sar vodas kochavim. So there are these three different karbanos. If you say every single day, Ezmukomon, you'll see these. That when it comes to par kohen mashiach, is with the kohen gadol when he does an avera, he needs to bring a special par to chatas, and that blood is sprinkled on the paroches and on the mizbeach apanimi. Similarly, parhelm davar shel tzibur is when the bezdin gives a certain psak, a hara. Klai Yisrael acts upon it. Turns out the hara was wrong. You have to bring what's called a par. Helam davar shel tzibur, and that par is sprinkled on the parochas as well, and mizbeach apnimi. And the sar avodas chachavim is if they made a hara legabi avodas zara, and Klai Yisrael acted on the avodas zara, they bring a par and also a sa'ir for the avodas zara, and that also gets sprinkled on the parochas on the mizbeach apnimi. These are the only three karbanos outside of Yom Kippur that get sprinkled on the parochas and the mizbeach apnimi. So the Gemara is saying here now, just like you separate from the ulam the mizbeach when you do haktara, so do you separate from that area of Bein Ulam Mizbeach when they do the sprinkling of these three karbanos on the parochas on the Mizbeach HaPanimi. So if that's the case, Ha Mala Yesh, what is the Mala we have Bein HaHechel Bein Ulam Mizbeach? When do you find a distinction between the Hechel and the Ulam Mizbeach? El Shebehechel, portion, Bein B'Shas HaKtara, Bein Shelo B'Shas HaKtara. The Hechel, you have to separate from the Hechel whether or not they're doing the HaKtara of the Ketores, or whether or not they're doing the Haktara, or whether or not they're doing the blood. Shelo b'shas Haktara. We'll look at Rashi in a second. But Beina Ulam, Mizbeach, ain't portion el b'shas Haktara. But you only separate from the Ulam when you're doing the Haktara itself. So I'll say it outside and we'll say it inside. So when there's a Ketores of the Heichal, you have to separate from the Heichal and also Beina Ulam Mizbeach. They're both equal. But when there's a Ketores of the Lefnai Lefnim, you only separate from the Heichal, but you do not need to separate from the Beina Ulam Lemizbeach. That's what we're coming at from right now. So just look at Rashi. Rashi says, Bein Shas Haktara. Rashi says, halfway down Rashi's, Kasa Kadaite, Bein B'Shas Haktara, Dilifnai Lifnim, Bein Shelo B'Shas Haktara, which refers to Dilifnai Lifnim El B'Shas Matan Damim, Dilifnai Lifnim, the din is that you have to separate from the Heichal whether or not you're sprinkling blood in the base of the Kodesh Kedashim or doing the Akhtara in the Kodesh Kedashim. You must separate from the Heichal. However, Mibeina Ulam is Bech, says Rashi, Mishum Lefnai Lefnim El B'Shas Akhtara Avalo B'Shas Matan Damim. But Lagabe Mibeina Ulam is Bech, you only separate when you're doing the Akhtara of Kodesh Kedashim, but not when you're doing Matan Damim of the Kodesh Kedashim. That's the difference right now. So what comes out from this, what the Gemara is about to say is, but B'Shas Haktaras, Lefnai Lefnim, you actually do separate from Beina Ulam Mizbech, which we said earlier, you don't separate because that's two rooms away. So that's what the Gemara says. Again, we'll look at it one more time. What is the difference between the Heichal and the Mizbech? El Shebeheichal portion, Bein B'Shasak Tara of the Kodesh Kedoshim, Bein Shalosh B'Shasak Tara, which means the Matan Damim of the Kodesh Kedoshim, you always have to separate from the Heichal. However, Mibein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach, Ein portion Ella B'Shasak Tara, only during the Haktaras of the Kodesh Kedoshim does one separate from the Bein Ha'ulam L'Mizbeach. So Gemara says, wait a second. B'Shas Haktara, Mia Parshi. But we see, during the Haktara, you do have to separate, even though it's two rooms over from the Ulam L'Mizbeach. My la B'Shas Haktara, D'Lefnai D'Lefnim. When the Braisa here presents the case of Haktara, is it not talking about the Haktaras of Lefnai L'Lefnim? And yet we see you do separate from the Beina Ulam L'Mizbeach area. Gemara says, no. Lo. B'Shas Haktara D'Heichal. It's referring to the Haktara, Haktaras of the Heichal. That's when you separate from the Beina Ulam L'Mizbeach. But if it was the Ketores of Lefnai L'Fnim, and Echanami, you would not separate from the area of the Beina Ulam L'Mizbeach. Correct. It's Kodesh Kedoshim where you only go in Yom Kippurim. Exactly. So, Ihachi, that's the case. If this is the din, that referring to the Ketores of the Heichal, and we're not addressing the Ketores of the Kodesh Kedoshim at all, so then we're going to have another distinction then. So, Ihachi, Hamala, Vesulo, is this the only distinction that we have now? This is the only one we have? Okay, what comes out from right now is, when there's a Ketores of Heichal, you separate from the Heichal, and you also separate from the Beina Ulam Mizbeach. But where you don't separate, when there's the blood, Matan Damim of the Heichal, you only separate from the Heichal, but you do not need to separate from the area Beina Ulam Mizbeach. That's the only difference. So, is that the only difference, asks Gemara? Ha ma malas vesulo. This is the only malav, no other one. Ha ika ha malav. There's another distinction between the heichal ubein ulam mizbeach, which is what the ilu me heichal. I'll say the outside first, because the heichal you're also going to separate when the ketores of kodesh kedoshim. Right now, this brisa, it's only focused on what takes place in the heichal. But what takes place in the heichal during the ketores, you separate from both the heichal and bein ulam mizbeach. But during matan damim of the heichal, you separate from the heichal, but you do not separate from the Beina Ulam Mizbeach. But the Gemara says, but there should be another distinction. Because also when the Ketores of the Fly the Fim, that will create another chiluk that you'd separate from the Heichal, but you would not separate from Beina Ulam Mizbeach. So the Gemara asks that question. Ha'ika Hamala. Dilu me Heichal, when it comes to the Heichal itself, your parshe, Bein Mishas Haktaris Didei, whether Ketores is taking place in its room itself, in the Heichal itself, Bein Mishas Haktaris Dilfai the Fim, whether the Ketores is in the Kodesh Kedoshim. However, in contrast, ilu mibeina ulum mizbeach lo parshi ella bishas haktar deheichal. The only incident where you separate from the ulam and the mizbeach is in the situation where the ketores is in the heichal itself. But the ketores is in the kodesh kedoshim or the matan damim of the heichal itself. Those are two areas where you would not separate from beina ulum mizbeach. So it comes out from these three cases. Again, the three different, there are really four scenarios, but let's talk three scenarios. The three scenarios. And there really are, of the three scenarios, there are two of them, there's a distinction between the Heichal and Beina Ulam Mizbeach. So let's review just to get ahead. If there's a Ketores in the Heichal, you separate from the Heichal and Beina Ulam Mizbeach, the equal. If there's Matan Damim in the Heichal, you only separate from the Heichal, you do not separate from the Beina Ulam Mizbeach. That's one distinction. But now the Gemara says there's a second distinction. When there's a Ketores in Lefnai Lefnim, you only separate from the Heichal, but you do not separate from the Beina Ulam Mizbeach. Why was that distinction not mentioned? The Braisa said there's only one distinction. The Gemara says, no, there really are two distinctions. So the Gemara says, no, Hakatani. That's what the Braisa says. The Braisa is addressing both of these distinctions. How does it address it? Ela Shebeheichal, the Braisa should be read as follows. Shebeheichal, your portion, Bein Bishas Haktara, Bein Shalal B'Shas Haktara, you are separating whether it's during the Haktara itself or whether it's not during the Haktara itself, Ella of the Haktara, Haktaris Bifnim, and opposed to Mibeina Ulam Mizbeach, Ein portion, the only time you separate from the Beina Ulam Mizbeach is Ella, going to Amr Beis now, Ella B'Shas Haktara, only when you're doing the Haktara of the Heichal, but when you're doing the Haktara of the Kodesh Kedoshim, Ein Achanami, you will not separate. In other words, before we thought the Haktara was in contrast to the Matan Damim. Now the Gemara said, no, Matan Damim is not on the radar at all. We're not talking about sprinkling of blood. We're only talking about Ketores. So that is the one distinction that the Gemara Braisa says. Meaning, when do you separate from both? When there's a Ketores of the Heichal, you separate from both areas. But when there's a Ketores that's in the Lefnai Lefnim, that's where the Chilik exists. The Heichal you have to separate, but not from the Beina Ulam Limizbeach. Now, before we go weiter, the Gemara says, look at that, there's a total, actually forget it, I don't want to confuse too much. So let's go weiter. Mem Dalam and Beis. The Gemara says, Vaha'ika Hamala, but isn't there still another distinction? That the ilu mehechal, when it comes to hechal, your parshe bein bekedusha didei bein bekedusha d'lchai l'fnim. Kedusha refers to matan damim. Rashi says right now we just said that whole brisa number alf was all talking about ketores of the hechal, ketores versus the kodesh kedoshim, not blood, sprinkling blood at all. So why not? Why didn't the brisa address the kedusha? Why didn't the gemara address the matan damim? So v'ha ika ha malav the ilu mehechal parshe bein bekedusha didei bein bekedusha d'lchai l'fnim. You have to separate from the Heichal, whether you're sprinkling blood in the Heichal proper, whether you're sprinkling blood in the Lefnai Lefnim, you must separate. For Yidu Mibayna Ulam Mizbeach, Lo Parshi Elab Kedusha the Heichal, as opposed to the area between the Mizbeach and the Ulam, you only separate during the Kedusha, the Damim of the Heichal, but you do not separate when sprinkling the Damim of the Kodesh Kedoshim. So Gemara says, even though the Brisa never addressed Matan Damim directly, Amar Rava Shem Prisha Achas. It's all the same underlying reasoning. It was implied, though the you know what was being addressed, the focus was the Ketores, the Kedusha was implied as well. Just look at Rashi. Rashi writes, Shem Prisha Achas, top line. Kula Chada Malahi. There's all the same distinction. That the Mehechal Parshi Mishim Lefnai Lefnim, that from the Hechal you must separate from anything done in the Kodesh Kedoshim, Bein Bishvil Akhtara, Bein Bishvil Matan Damim, whether it's because of the Ketores, whether it's because of the blood, lo parsha b'shvil lefnai lefnim, the klal. But the area between the ulam and the zbeach, you don't separate at all for anything that takes place in the kodesh kedoshim. V'chevan dashminan d'mishim haktara d'lefnai lefnim lo parisha. Once we've established that you don't have to separate from the area of bein ulam and mizbeach for the haktaras in the kodesh kedoshim, we can learn lo itzach, you don't need to teach me again, lashminan mishim matan damim, because that would be an obvious extension as well. So that's how the Gemara ends. Okay, good. So now the Gemara says, now it gets a little bit easier. The Gemara then says, five lines down, Amar Mar. We said above, just like you separate from the Bein Ulam when it comes to the Ketores, so too the Gemara said, Kach portion b'shas matan par kohen Mashiach hu par hem davar shel tzibor v'si'irei avodas chochavim. Minale, how do you know? The Pasuk that talks about lo ye'adam b'ol moed is only referring to the Yom HaKippurim. How did the Gemara know to extend this same halacha that no one could be in the ol moed when doing these karbanos? And the Gemara says, Amar of Padas, Asya, Kapara, Yom HaKippurim. It says Kapara by Yom Kippur, it says Kapara by these three Karbanos, just like you have to have the din of Lo Ya'adam Bal Moed by Yom HaKippurim, so too by these three Karbanos as well. So now the Gemara says, after discussing the different levels in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kosh Kedoshim, the Heichal, the Bein Ulam Mizbeach, and so on, the Gemara is going to now discuss a few more lines of this different Madregos of the Gemara. So the Gemara says as follows. Amar Rav Acha Bar Ava Shmamina. We could learn from here that the Malos Daraisa V'Hachi Gimirlu, that all these different levels are Daraisa. Which levels are we referring to? If you look at Rashi, Rashi writes here two narrow lines down. It's a long Rashi, but it's not hard. We'll just read through it. Malos Daraisa Malos Shemanu Chachamim B'Mishim Maseches Kelim B'Perek Kama. The very first parak of Maseches Kelim, it goes to the different levels around the base of Mikdash. The Kamar Hasam. Harbayis is Mekudesh Meyushalayim. The Hachel, which is a little fence, Meharbayis, that up the Harbayis is a little fence. So that Hachel, within Hachel, is greater Kedusha than below Harbayis. Vezis Nashim, Minahe Hachel. The Ez Nashim area is more Kadosh than the Hachel area. Vezis Yisrael is Mishal Nashim. Vishakohanim is Mishal Yisrael. Ubeina Ulam Mizbeach is more Kadosh than Minhal Zara. And the Hechal is Mibeina Ulam Mizbeach is greater Kedusha than the Ulam Mizbeach. All these distinctions, and our focus right now is the area of Bein Ulam Mizbeach, that's a separate area than the Azara, and it's also separate from the Hechal itself. These are all Daraisin Inu, Halacha, Moshe Misina. Fine. Now, the Tosi Shonan points out, it can't be true that all these levels are Daraisa, because clearly some of them are Derabanan, he proves. That has to be that the Ez Nashim, that we say the Ez Nashim is more Kadosh than the Hechal, we don't let a Tivul Yom walk into the Ez Nashim area, but they can walk into the area they can in the Chel area. That is clearly Derabanan according to all opinions. So Tosi Shonan says some of these are Daraisas, but not all of them. Some of them, but not all of them. But the area that we're focused on is the Ulam Mizbeach. That must be a Daraisa separation from greater Kedusha than the Azara, less Kedusha than the Heichal itself. So what? How do we know this? How does the Gemara know that these malos are deraisa? So Gemara says back inside, "Shma mina malos deraisa." V'chachi gemirli. This is what we learn. If you were to think that the Bein Ulum Mizbeach area is only a separation of a derabanan, but it's really on a deraisa level the same kedusha as the azar itself, because then Maishna Bein Ulum Mizbeach Dilma Mikre V'Aili. So how can we said, right? Let's say deraisa level, you can't be in the Olam Moed, which refers to the Heichal. That's a Heichal. So now, if we say, why can you be in the Ulam Mizbeach? Because it's a Gzera, it's a Derbanan. We don't want you to happen to, you know, accidentally walk into the Olam Moed. So why draw the line there? By the Bein Ulam Mizbeach, draw the line, the Azara Nami. So you should say, Mikula Azara, the entire Azara Nami Nifreshu. You should separate from the entire Azara, Dilma Mikri V'Aili, Bein Ulam Mizbeach, because you might walk in, might walk into the area from the Azara. So Gemara says, no, not true. Because again, we have to say, Bein Ulam Mizbeach is a din deraisa, because if it was a din derabanan, but it's really part of the Azara, so we should separate from the entire Azara as a Gzera, lest you walk into the Eichel. Otherwise, why would you distinguish between the Azara and the Ulam Mizbeach? And the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you why. It's very possible that the Bein Ulam Mizbeach is really the same Kedusha as the Azara on the deraisa level. But the reason why we can make a chiluk is because Bein Ulam Mizbeach came into lo mafsig midei lo minkura milsa. When you're standing in the area between the Ulam Mizbeach, there's nothing that tells you where the Heichel begins. It's just an even flow. However, when it comes to the Azara, came into Ika Mizbeach Hachiton, Mafsik Minikar Milsa. See, if I'm in the Azara, the Mizbeach is situated in the Azara, I'm able to see where the Azara is. Reminds me, don't walk any further. But in the area, for the Kohanim are in the area of Bein Ulam Mizbeach, it seamlessly flows right into the Heichel. So a person could make a mistake and accidentally walk in. So they said, don't stand in the Ulam Mizbeach, stand behind the Mizbeach. Mizbeach will serve as a buffer, will serve as a reminder. But it's not because there necessarily is a distinction in a deraisa level between Bein Ulam Mizbeach and the Mizbeach itself. It just means it's a practical difference in terms of what you see, but not necessarily in a Kedusha level. It's not a Raya.
There are 12 steps between the Mizbeach and the Ulam.
Yeah, I guess they felt that wasn't it's considered, it wasn't standing in your way. Yeah, I'm not sure. Either way, it's not conclusive that's deraisa. So it could be yeshu. There could be two different reasons why you would be distinguishing between Bein Ulam Mizbeach to the Azara itself. Either because it is a deraisa distinction, or because of the Mizbeach stands in the way, while nothing standing in the way of Bein Ulam Mizbeach. So now the Gemara says, halfway down the Amud here, Gemara says, Amar Rava, Shema Mina, we can learn from here, that Kedushas Ulam Veheichal Chada Milsi. We could also assume that the Kedusha of the Ulam, right now we only spoke about the Ulam, Bein Ulam Mizbeach, the Ulam, but we never talked about the Ulam itself, that hallway. If you look back at that picture, there was a Heichal, there was a little hallway called the Ulam, and then there's the Bein Ulam Mizbeach. But what about that Ulam itself? Is that part of Ulam Mizbeach, part of the Heichal? How do you categorize that? So Gemara says, must be Shema Mina, that Kedusha of the Ulam is an extension of the Heichal. That's part of the Heichal. It's all Kedusha Achas, Chada Milsi. Because this HaKadaydech, if one were to think there's Shtei Kedushas in you, that there are two separate Kedushas, then Ulam Gufa Gzeira. Which means, on the deraisa level, you can't be in the Olam Moed, which refers to the Heichal proper. And they made a Gzeira to not be in the Ulam either. Now they're going to make a second Gzeira. You can't be in the Bein Ulam Mizbeach as well. V'neikam v'nigzar Gzeira Gzeira. Can't be. So it must be that the Ulam is an extension on the deraisa level. It's part of the Heichal. It's part of the Olam Moed. And they only made one level Gzeira to the Bein Ulam, the Mizbeach. And the Gemara says, no, not true. Lo, Ulam u Bein Ulam Mizbeach. Chada Kedushi. No, the Ulam is actually part of the Ulam Mizbeach, which would answer Ricky's question. That really, that's Kedusha Achasi, Heichal V'Ulam Shei Kedushas. So now, Midiraisa, it's also to be in the Olam Moed, which refers to the Heichal proper. Midirabanan, they answered the Ulam plus Bein Ulam Mizbeach. So Ricky's right. If you're standing Bein Ulam Mizbeach, the stairs get in the way. But standing in the Ulam itself, which is flat and even, there's nothing blocking the way. So since that's all part of one area, they have to lump it together as one Isser Midirban. So now the Gemara quotes from the Mishnah that as follows. It says that b'chol yom, every single day, chol b'shal kesef, they would scoop up the coals with kesef. My taima, ha-Torah chasa mamonon sheiso. They didn't want us to use the gold all year round. It gets dirty, it gets ruined. So they waste, you know, using silver. The silver would get ruined, but not to lose it on gold. So then the Gemara says, "V'ayom chote b'shazav v'bahayam machnis Yom Kippur." Kohen Gadol uses the gold, and he—that's when he uses. Why? My time of mishum mechusha the Kohen Gadol because he's very weak. In other words, that normally the way it would work is they scoop up with one pan and they pour it out into another pan. That's just an extra step. We don't want to have the Kohen Gadol stressed out too much. So whatever he uses to scoop it up, that's the same exact one he brings in. Now there's a very interesting question the Gevuras Ari asks. He says as follows: Had not been for the chulsha of the Kohen Gadol, had not been for the weakness of the Kohen Gadol, we actually would have allowed the Kohen Gadol to scoop up and then pour into another one and some of it would spill out. The problem with that is there's some problems of melachas here. Because the Gemara tells us, when you're a chote means to stoke the coals, even to scoop up coals. So the coals, some are going to light up, and some are going to extinguish. When you touch coals, sometimes it could spark a fire, sometimes it can make it extinguish. So some say it's one chidur aisa, melacha. Other Tanaim say it's two. You're doing a havara, and you're doing mechabe. So now, I understand if it's for the avoda, so you have to do this for the avoda. But if it were you're to do extra one, by you scooping up four kav, and then pouring in only needing three, you did an extra chitoy, which is not needed. You're violating a melacha of kiboy and mavir, says the Tosfos Yesham. Meaning the only reason why we allow the Kohen Gadol to do one scoop and bring it in is because he's weak. Had he not been weak, we just said scoop up four kav, pour it in, and one will fall out. There's an extra kav you did unnecessarily. You violated a melacha, which is not needed for the avoda. So the Gevurah Sarit says, because since you don't need it, it's called a melacha shensucha legufa. And that, according to, if I don't need the coals, it's an unnecessary melacha. Melacha shentuch legufa. And Rabbi Shimon holds pater. Ah, pater val aser. But since it's been based in Mikdash, ein shfus b'mikdash, it would be allowed. You could do a melacha shentuch legufa in the base of Mikdash. That's how he explains it. But we know there's a shita of Rabbi Yehuda, which is how the Rambam Paskins, who holds melacha shentuch legufa, is chayv chatas, that you won't be able to do for no reason. And that the grocery leaves off as a tzarchin. It does not explain that for the Rabbi Yehuda shita. So back inside the Gemara now. So yeah.
It's just for because of, it's a pity because it's paying the money. If it's a melacha, even every Shabbos they should use always just gold and do one.
Yeah, this question should be relevant for every Shabbos. Not even in theory, it's in practice.
You save money on silver if you're doing a melacha, you might as well just use
gold. And I'm not sure why I did not ask the question for every Shabbos as well. Yeah. So then the Gemara says, B'chol yom mishal arbas kabin, every day he used four kav. Tana, the Bryce says, Nispazu lo kav gechalim, mechabdin la'ama. So then, when you always have more, you'd scoop up more coals and pour it out. It's always, there'd be a spillover of the coals. So what would you do with those coals? You'd sweep it in the ama. The ama was like a little drain gutter and down the center of the base of Mikdash where all the blood would go and all the coals. You'd sweep into the coals into the little ama and it would go out. It would leave the base of Mikdash. That's what you'd do. So now the interesting question here, and the Achron asked, the Ritva asked the question, he said, how could that be the case? What happened was, when you scooped up the coals initially, that was a klisharis. Now the gechalim are kodesh. You can't just have it go out. That's a violation of kedusha, of me'ilah. How would that be allowed? So he quotes Rabbeinu Tam that says, klisharis is only mekadesh bedas. You did not have intent on being makdish, that which you don't end up using. So since that was the case, these coals are actually not kadosh. That's his first answer. Then he says, furthermore, that it's only true that the gechalim of Yom Kippur are niskadish, but the gechalim and the rest of the year are not niskadish. Why? He says, by Yom Kippur, you use a klisharis, which is the same exact pan you use to scoop it up, is what you use to bring it in. So that's kodesh, a klisharis. But then the rest of the year, you scoop it up to pour it into another pan, so the initial scoop is not considered klisharis, and the gechalim were never niskadish in the first place. So that's how it's no problem to just sweep it up into the amma. So then the Gemara says, Tanacha, the one bride that tells me a kav was the amount that they scooped up, but Tanaida kabayim, others say there are two kav of gecham that were sweeped up. Bishma, I understand, hach the tani kav rabbanon. The shita rabbanon started with four and you ended up with three. So there's one kav left over. The hach the tani kabayim, money. Who's the one who holds that there are two kav left over? Lo rabbanon, lo rabbiosi. Remember from the Brice, it's neither one of them. So rabbiosi says there were three mispazer. Rabbanon held that there were one. Who holds two? So Gemara says, Amar Avchista, Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Brokihi. The Tanya Rabbi Shmuel ben Noshe, Rabbi Yochanan Broka, Omer Bishak Kavayim Hayamachnis. He felt that you brought two inside, which means you collected with five, you poured into one with two, which means that, you started with four rather, and you brought two in. So four minus two, two spilled over. So he's a shita that holds, you sweeped up two kav of the Gechalim. So then the Gemara says, Ravashi Amar Filutain Rabbi Yossi, even Rabbi Yossi, who although he says in the Mishnah you sweeped up three, Behachi Kamar. Behol Yom Chote Beshel Sa Midbarius. So this is a bit tricky. I don't want to go through the details, but the sizes that are used, using Yushalmi versus Midbarius, a different size of Kavim, turns out there end up being two Kav left over. That's, you have to look at Rashi for the calculation. It's a bit of a tricky calculation based on the complicated sugyas in Maseches Menachos. But then the Gemara says further, every single day it was a very heavy metal. Today it was very light on Yom Kippur. Tana b'chol yom ha'isa galda ava was a very thick metal. Hayom rach, it was very thin on Yom Kippur. B'chol yom, every single day ha'isa katar, it was very short, the handle. Hayom arucha, today it was very long for Yom Kippur. Why? My timer. Kadei shete zeroa shekoin gadol mesayah, so his arm could help him. So if you have the handle, let's say, you know, go to here, you could put a little of the weight on your arm to carry it, so that's how it lightens the load a bit. So Tana, the Brisa says, further b'chol yom, every single day, lo hayala nishtak, didn't have a nishak. We'll see what nishak is in just a moment. In machlokas, hayom today hayilol nishak divrei ben haskan. So what's a nishak? Rashi says three lines up. Nishak is tabas biroshi. There's a little ring at the end. Shemekashkesh umashmiya kol. It kind of jingled and made some noise. Umishum v'nishma kol bevol. That this way you have to have the kohen gadol to hear him when he moves. On the me'il had some bells to know when the kohen gadol is coming. So he as well, when you heard the kitaris, he was holding the band. You heard it ringing because he wasn't wearing the me'il because that was part of the big day zav. He was wearing Big Day Lavan at the time. So therefore, the Big Day Lavan, there was no ring, no bells. They put a little bell on the pan. That's the understanding of Rashi. Tosas argues, and Tosas says, no, it's referring to, look at Tosas B'chol Yom. Tosas writes, quotes Rashi, and then he goes two lines down, quotes in the Yushalmi, Garcina Nartek Shalo Yechave, some type of pouch, so he shouldn't burn his hand. V'nir L'riva, Kei Nartek Shalor, like a leather handle, Haya Osoy Saviv Yoda Shemachta, to grab it around like a leather handle, Lechos Ba Shalo Yechave, so he shouldn't burn himself from the hot metal. Bishim D'chol Kli Matechas, we know metal, it Cham Iksasa Cham Kula, it transmits the heat. So therefore, if it gets hot in the beginning, so then the whole holding the coals, the entire pan will get hot, even the handle, and therefore you have to have a leather covering, so it shouldn't get burnt. So let's finish the Gemara now. The Gemara, last few lines of the Amud says, "V'choyom haya zahava yarok." Every single day, it was a green type of gold, but in Yom Kippur, it was a red type of gold. So the Gemara says, "Amar v'chista shiva zahavim hain." There's seven types of golds: zav, zav tov, zav ofir, came from an area called ofir, zav mufaz, zav shachad, v'zav sagor, and zav parvaim. Seven types of gold. So the Gemara proves how we know and what each of these golds are. Zav v'zav tov dichsiv v'zav haaretz hahu tov. The gold found in land is a good tov. Sound like it's a good tov and there's a regular tov. So that's two zavim. Zav ofir is a dasim ofir, comes from an area called ofir. Zav mufaz is a type of gold, the shedome, similar to lapaz, similar to a pearl. Zav shachud, it's a shachud, it's like a thread. Shenitva kichud, it's very thin, you can make thread out of gold, very fine gold can be used as thread. Zav sagur is closed. What does it mean? It's closed. Bishasha niftach kochanios nisgaros. Rather, shasha niftach kochanios nisgaros. When this gold is being sold, a very rare type, everybody wants it. All other stores are closed because no one's going to go shopping by you. They're looking for this special precious gold called zav sagur. Zav parvayim is shadom ladama parm. It's a very red gold, which looks like the blood of a cow. That's the gold they're referring to in the Mishnah on Yom Kippur. Rav Ashi argues. Rav Ashi amar chamisha hein. There are only five types of gold. There are five types. In each type, there's two grades. There's regular gold, and there's a higher grade, Zav Tov. So there's only five types, but then again, with each type, there are two types of qualities. And Tani, the Brisa says, Tani Amihachi, the Brisa says the same thing. Every day it was green gold. Today was red gold. Shadom Ladama Parm. It was similar to the blood of the cow. So let's quickly recap. We did a lot today. So we start off with the Gemara talking about that when the Kohen Gadol goes to the Kodesh Kodashim, no one could be in the Olam Moed. We discussed during the Ketores and also during the Matan Damim. We said the Ketores itself is considered a kapara. It's a kapara of Lashon Hara. Then we discussed the area of Ben Ulam and Mizbeach, a bit of a tricky one. In the end of the day, you only have to separate when you're doing the Ketores in the Hecha proper, but not when doing the Ketores in the Kodesh Kodashim. And the same is true of the Damim as well. Only when doing the Matan Damim in the Hechal does one separate from Ben Ulam and Mizbeach, but not when doing Matan Damim in the Kodesh Kodashim. And we discussed, we extend the same din to the three Karbanos of Parat Mashiach, Parlam David Shatzibor, and the Seirei of Les Kochavim, based on the Gzer Sheva Kapara, learned out from Yom Kippurim. And then we said that all the different Malos must be a din deraisa, otherwise why would you distinguish between the Bein Olam Mizbeach and the Azar proper? It must be that there's a deraisa distinction, to which Gemara says, no, maybe it's only Dirbanan, but the Mizbeach serves as a reminder, as opposed to the Ulam does not have a reminder. Then we had two explanations, whether the Ulam is part of the Heichal, or the Ulam is part of the Bein Olam Limizbeach. And then we discussed about they use silver all year round because Chas Mamona Yisrael. We used a lighter one to be Chulsha Kohen Gadol, and then the different case of how many Kav of Gacham would fall out, one, two, or three. And then the long handle to help the Kohen Gadol, the Nishtak, the little bell, and then finally the five or seven types of gold. Okay, everybody have a wonderful day. Ricky, have a safe trip.